Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I want to wish you the most blessed Thanksgiving season. As we celebrate around our tables and homes with families and friends and loved ones, I pray that you will experience the bountiful blessings of the Lord. David said, "What shall I render for all of his benefits unto me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord." I'd like to share, as we begin the broadcast, a scripture found in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 7. Jesus was ministering what we call the Sermon on the Mount, and he said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." And beloved, what a wonderful privilege is ours that we can live in the day in which we're living. Oh, I know that darkness abounds. There's evil on every hand. There's darkness in the earth and gross darkness, the people. But as the world grows darker, the light of God's glorious church is going to shine brighter. Beloved, this is a time, this is a season we need to be pressing into God, moving forward with Him, and experiencing that fruitful life that God has for us. I know sometimes when we think of hearing or bearing fruit, we think automatically of those who have large ministries, those who are seeing hundreds, thousands of souls being saved. But God's plan for His people, for you and I, is clearly outlined in the Word of God. He says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit." And the Lord is not just speaking about winning souls, although Scripture says he who wins souls is wise. It talks about our lives not only bearing forth good fruits in terms of the gospel, sharing the good news with others, but also it refers that our life could reflect the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the very nature and character of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit." That's what He said. Thank God that He's bringing us into a sweet relationship with Him, that the people of the Lord are beginning to be real fruit bearers for Him. Praise God, the body of Christ is growing up. Fruit bearing, when you really think of it, is void of self-effort and of a constant struggle that many of us have known in times past. It's simply abiding in Christ and receiving within us the life-giving flow of the Holy Spirit. Just like a natural grapevine, it doesn't have to struggle. The fruit that vine bears is a result of the nourishment, the strength that has flowed through that vine. And that's what we're to do. It is Him working in us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The best way, beloved, to be a fruitful Christian, you might say, well, how do I do that? Well, it is to let God fill you with His love. The love of God, beloved, never fails. And if we are to glorify God, we must be fruitful Christians. And to be fruitful Christians, we have one sure way to do so, prescribed in God's Word, and that is to abide in Him. The Lord is desiring to save people in this hour. So many are lost, undone. They don't have answers. They don't know which way to turn. God wants to bring back the backsliders. He wants to strengthen the weak. He wants to comfort those who mourn in Zion. Beloved, there's a latter rain. There's a Holy Ghost rain that is beginning to fall upon us, upon God's people. God's people have been repenting. They've been praying for revival. And God is going to bring us into a fruitfulness we have never known before. But also, it's revealing the unfruitful. We find in Hebrews 6:7, the word declares, "For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessings from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned." Yes, beloved, the rain is bringing out the true spirits of man in this day. And while the fruits of the Spirit are being so profusely manifested, we find others that bring forth nothing but thorns and briars. Beloved, God is speaking to those who are on the fence, His people, those who have not surrendered fully to the Lord, those who have one foot in the world and one foot in the camp of the Lord. We cannot exist. We cannot be victorious. We cannot experience that which God has for us if we are undecided. And beloved, God wants us to lay aside the carnal flesh. We're to mortify the deeds of the body through the power of the Holy Spirit. And God, He will give us. You may have struggled with some things for such a long time, but God will give you the grace, the strength you need if you will call out to Him. And He will reveal Christ to us by the Holy Spirit. You know, in over these years on this station, I've preached much about the move of God and about the transition, the change, which is the church is going through at this present time. But I've never realized the seriousness of failing to move with God as I have realized it recently. You know, as I was just meditating a few nights ago upon the things of God, I just felt a compassion for those, for the brethren that are missing God in this hour. And it just not only breaks my heart, but the heart of God. It's a serious thing to miss God. I recall that after Joseph had been sold as a slave by his brethren, and he was in Egypt for years, when his brothers were returned to him through God's set of circumstances, he rejoiced for the privilege of feeding them when they were hungry. Now, the carnal man, the natural man, would say, "What a time for revenge. Now I can get even with them for all the trouble, all the sorrow, all the pain they caused me." But no, that spirit wasn't there. For although the scriptures we have now had not been penned, Joseph knew that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to His purpose. Joseph was so thrilled that he was able to help his brethren, to provide food and nourishment to them, the very brothers that had turned against him, that had afflicted him, and he went behind a curtain to weep with joy. Oh, that God may grant us a spirit like Joseph in this hour. God has made me realize, beloved, that but for the grace of God, we who have entered into this deeper move of God could also have been blinded. Think of that, beloved. The revelation, the understanding that you have in the Lord, the things of God, has been given to you by the Lord. He's opened your heart. He's opened your mind through the Word of God, through the ministry and preaching of the Word of God, to understand the deep mysteries that have been hidden in the gospel of Christ. And if our purpose before God is right, we need never fear about missing God when He leads us on. The Word tells us, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." You might put that scripture in some future dispensation if you want to, but it is just as true now as it will be then. Let's turn to a few scriptures and see what God has to say about mercy, one of the most wonderful fruits of the Spirit. In Exodus 17 and 8, the word tells us, this is what the Lord commanded Moses, "And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubim of gold, and a beaten work shalt thou make them in the 2 ends of the mercy seat." The Ark of the Covenant and the power which Israel possessed when the Ark was in their possession was a fearful thing. Even the enemies of God, the enemies of Israel, knew that. When the Ark came into the camp, God's people knew they were more than a match for the enemy. And the enemy knew it too, praise God. God says we are more than conquerors through Christ. The Ark of the Covenant symbolizes the very presence of God. And when the people were walking in the ways of God, the Ark spelled victory over all the works of the enemy. Inside the Ark were some things that were very precious to the people of the Lord. But as long as the cover was on the Ark, there was no danger of losing any of its contents, for the contents had been placed there by the command of God. And since God has been pouring out the Holy Spirit, His power from heaven in these last days, the cover of that ark that represents the mercy seat is so precious to us as believers. The cover was the mercy seat, and the mercy seat was overshadowed by the cherubim. Beloved, as long as we keep our hearts covered with the mercy seat of God, there is no need to fear that the enemy will steal anything away that God has put there. Praise God. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close, but not without wishing you a blessed Thanksgiving day, Thanksgiving season, and that whatever your plans are, whatever time you're spending with family or friends or in travel, may God's protection and love and comfort and blessings be yours. I'm so grateful at this season for my UCM family, for my radio family. I pray for you daily, and I invite you, if you have needs, the announcer will give our contact information in just a moment. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.